Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi there. I'm Matthew McConaughey. And you're listening to the Court Case Podcast. All right, all right, all right.
Hello and welcome to the Court Case Podcast with me, your host, James Court.
And Sweet Tea.
Today, we are going to be having a debate on a blight that has come to the English streets.
The English monarchy.
Something has immigrated from the UK that we are not happy about.
Not happy
from
at all.
A foreign country. Of course, we are talking about the Hooters restaurant chain from the US.
Wouldn't it have been funny if we weren't talking about that?
And talk about like actual immigrants.
Well, yeah. Or if we were like, oh, the Popeyes in Brighton.
Yeah. But anyway, the Hooters restaurant and a bunch of other stories. We're going to be talking about that and giving our verdict right after this. Okay, here we are. We're back after a brief hiatus to the Court Case Podcast. How are you doing today, Sweet Tea?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good, good. I thought today I'd bring things back to bare bones, classic Court Case.
Battlestar Galactica. How do you say that?
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Oh my God.
That's what it is.
Awful.
From the US office. Anyway.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
So I've got some funny, humorous stories. I've got some good Courting with James stories. We're going to have a good old-fashioned debate about... Well, I mean, we both kind of agree. There's some bits I feel like we won't agree on, though. And that's to do with the Hooters that's opening up in Liverpool. Mm-hmm. That's going to come on a little later in the show. But first, I wanted to say, T, have you been watching the World Cup?
No, not really. I mean, I got invited over to my friend's house the other day. Mm-hmm. To watch football, but that just entailed sitting there and chatting with the football on in the background because mm-hmm. I'm not a massive fan, so I wasn't really stay tuned. But I mean, it was cool that England won.
Yeah, they
the match
thrashed 6-2, wasn't it?
Iran, yeah,
it's Iran, and Iran wanted us to win, which is very interesting.
That is a whole new story there.
Yeah, because of all the protests going on in Iran, the women taking the burqas off. Apparently, a good portion of the fan base at the World Cup at the time in Iran were actually cheering on the English team to beat them because they don't like their country at the moment, which I find very interesting. And the footballers chose not to sing the Iranian national anthem.
I didn't know that.
Which is apparently extremely punishable back in the country. So
oh my
it's gosh. Quite a protest they did there, which is very, very good for them.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think anything's going to come from the protest, though.
No, well, our protests so far have been absolutely abysmal. Obviously, Harry Kane, the footballer, tried to have that One Love armband on in protest.
Yeah.
And then he, as soon as they showed one little bit, oh, you might get a yellow card, Harry, taking it straight off. They're not allowed to wear it anymore.
So bad.
Apparently, he's replaced it with an armband that says, like, no discrimination.
Let's talk about the man who supposedly shredded 10,000 pounds.
Joe Lycett. Love that man.
Joe Lycett, yes. So, James... what's his name?
Joe Lycett.
Lycett. Okay, I was close. I don't think it's a laughable offence.
No.
So, James showed me this video of this man called Joe mm-hmm. wanting to shred 10,000 pounds due to David Beckham signing a contract to go over to Qatar to do the football match, which I knew nothing about because I don't follow sports news. But anyway, and then James's like, oh, I could see him doing it. I could see him shredding the money. And I said, And I said to him, I said, look, James, I understand, but I think he's going to be better off. He's going to be more talked about if he donates that money to charity rather than just shredding 10 million. Like, what's that going to achieve? Like,
yeah,
he's just lost of money. Like, he's David Beckham's still doing it and he's lost money. He may as well give it to the charity. And then James like, no, he won't do that. He's going to shred it. Point of protest, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, What happened? He donated it to charity. So I just would like to put that on the record that I was correct about this.
Oh, I see.
Even though I knew nothing about it.
Right. You didn't bring it up because it was an interesting story to talk about in the podcast.
Oh, no, it is interesting.
You brought it up because you wanted to be right in front of loads of people.
So, I wanted to be right because I just stated that I don't listen to sports news. And then I go and say that and I was right. Mm-hmm. But I did also want to bring it up because it was quite interesting.
My point still stands, which I found ridiculous. You had all of these people on Twitter that were having a go at Joe Lycett being like, you know, £10,000 in a cost of living crisis, whatever. And even though, you know, David Beckham was earning 10 million off the heels of like racism and xenophobia and LGBTQ discrimination. But at the end of the day, one, it's his money to spend. But two, someone posted in Wild Applies, which I think was fascinating, how much it costs to have one advert in the Guardian newspaper. Right. And something like a one sheet A4 advert is £30,000.
Wow.
For a company to do that. So Joe Lycett has spent, if he did actually shred it, he spent £10,000 to do far better marketing for the LGBT cause, mm-hmm, than if he'd actually spent the £10,000 in, you know, donating or whatever. So whether he shredded it or not, which obviously it is good that he didn't shred it because he actually donated £10,000 to charity,
yeah,
and he raised the same awareness. But even if he didn't, it was still £10,000 spent wisely, in my opinion. But ridiculous thing anyway. And I don't understand why we're hosting World Cup there. But I mean, we've hosted Olympics in China and they have all their human rights problems.
Unfortunately, I just don't think issues like that, unless obviously it's North Korea, or is it South Korea? Which one?
North
is?
Korea, the bad Korea.
I was correct.
Yes, well
done. I always get confused which one it is. Unless it's North Korea, we're not going to not go to a country to host something because of their beliefs. I don't think. Unfortunately, I don't think that's ever going to be the case, which is obviously really, really bad. But I just think that's how it is.
Yeah. And an argument that I don't like is I see people saying that, oh, well, when you go to a country, you should respect their laws or whatever. Yeah, I've been to Dubai and I went to KFC and it was closed because of prayer time. And I respected and I waited till prayer time over. When you go to countries
You went to Dubai and you went to KFC.
That's not important right now.
Very important.
Let me get to my point.
Go on.
When people say go to their country and respect their rules, it means like, you know, prayer time and wiping your shoes before you enter a house. It doesn't mean go to the country and be cool with them killing gay people. Like, that's not the same thing at all.
But they're not cool with killing gay people. They've not said that.
They imprison gay people.
Yeah, but we've not sat here and said that we're okay with that.
No, but there are football fans that are going to the World Cup that their argument is, oh, well, we need to go to the country, we should respect their rules.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Is what their argument is.
Oh, right.
And I'm saying that there's a difference. People go to war over similar stuff like this.
Right, okay.
Ridiculous behaviour.
I get what you're saying.
Right, so moving on. Next fun, well, not fun. Well, the previous topic wasn't fun.
No, this there isn't any fun here today.
So, T.
James.
This one's great. Woman caught wearing sex toy with boyfriend's ashes inside at airport security.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Sorry, that was like a headphone trigger because I was really loud then, but oh my God, I didn't expect that.
I also like that I can take him with me to places we only ever dreamed of going, the woman said. Right,
that is so grim.
What country are you guessing this woman is from today?
America?
Right, yeah. I mean, wrong, but I...
Oh,
I
really? I'm wrong?
Because normally we guess Florida and it's normally correct.
Yeah.
No, it's an Australian woman.
Wow, okay. Didn't see that coming.
Caught passing through airport security wearing a sex toy with her dead boyfriend's ashes inside. Sarah Button, who is a 23-year-old law student, was about to board a flight in the United Arab Emirates before the butt plug she was wearing in her boyfriend's favourite place set off the alarms during check-in. She documented the entire experience on her TikTok page.
Oh, wow.
The videos were uploaded since September, but it recently went viral online, gaining millions of views. They took me and my friend aside without much explanation. She also stated that the sex toy was a gift from her boyfriend before he died, and that she wanted to start travelling to the places she and her boyfriend dreamt of visiting to honour his life. The intention was initially a joke because he spent so much time in there and it was his favourite place.
Oh my God.
It is the funniest thing he's ever done. I'll spend my whole life laughing about it, which really beats crying. I also like that I can take him with me to places we only ever dreamed of going. The airport security assumed that she was carrying a weapon.
Oh.
I explained what it was, but a lady was working in earshot of that conversation, which led to some back and forth between us, and the male officials did not like the vulgarity I was using to explain. An hour later, a big official came and had us sign a super long foreign document, said if we went outside of the airport doors, we'd go to jail.
Wow.
Eventually, authorities realised that she was telling the truth and had to let her go. It is unclear if she was allowed to take the sex toy with her.
Oh.
That would be a sad end to the story if she had to leave her ashes and not take them with her.
But surely, though, they
just get a necklace.
Surely, if they had to like confiscate it, they wouldn't bin it because it's literally got human ashes in it.
I don't know.
So they'd have to do something about it. They couldn't just chuck it into the trash.
Yeah,
the trash. But I get the sentiment. What was it?
Sentiment.
Do you know what I? James will back me up here. I am saying everything wrong at the moment.
So last night we watched Planet of the Apes, right? And then we get into bed after watching the movie and she says she enjoyed the movie about the octopuses, right?
But in my mind, I said monkey. So he's looking at me laughing like, what the fuck? And I'm like, what's so funny? I said that I enjoyed the movie. He's like, you just said octopus. About octopuses. And I thought I said monkeys. So I don't know what's going on. And then this morning I said something else as well, completely wrong.
Yeah, that's completely scratched from my brain. Same. I don't
but,
remember.
Now I just said that. But yeah, I think I get the gesture. But it's very strange. You've never heard of that before.
Yeah, I know. Just get a necklace. You just hear necklaces with ashes in it.
My mum and my nan has a necklace of my granddad's ashes.
There you go.
I don't know if that will still make security go off or not, but I don't think so because they're sold like that online.
I just think it's funny that she was like, oh, my bum is his favourite place. He's been there so much. That's why.
Oh, my God.
For God's sake. But anyway.
Imagine meeting someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're like a new partner because like she will. She's only 23 or 4, whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, oh, by the way, before we, you know, get down and dirty, I just need to take up my butt plug. It's got my boyfriend's ashes in it. Don't think it's anything weird.
I would feel like if she was sensible and she was going on a date, she wouldn't have her boyfriend's ashes butt plug in her.
I know, but it's a conversation to have with your new partner because he's probably going to think, oh shit, when I die, am I going up there as well?
Mm. She's got a collection of... she could make anal beads and each bead is a different dead boyfriend.
Each colour represents a different guy.
That is right.
Stop it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thank you. We're going to get to the Hooters story now. Sorry, that last story just really made me
tickle.
Yeah. So, something big that we'd noticed going on TikTok last night.
I brought this to James's attention.
You did. Yep. Bigger than a butt plug. But what it was is you've also gone round to your friend's house and you were complaining about it and they were like, are you going to make a podcast out of this?
Yeah.
So basically, a Hooters has opened in Liverpool, which is an English city up the north, north of us. Up the north direction. And Hooters is an American establishment. And some of the videos on TikTok, it's very strange. We don't know. Like, I have been to a Hooters.
I've been
to one when I was like 14 or 15. This was something I found out in my research, which was interesting. You know, I said that I went to the Hooters.
Are you okay?
Why can't I say it? I said that I've been to the Hooters in Clearwater, Florida. It turns out that one is the first one. That was their flagship Hooters.
Oh, wow.
The Clearwater, Florida
one. Of course
it
was in Florida.
Yeah. And but anyway, I found it interesting. I mean, I was a boy in puberty, so I assume I was going to find the waitresses and that interesting. I think I got a picture with one of the Hooters waitresses.
Oh, you kept that quiet.
Actually, it's not on my Instagram anymore, but it was like, it was one of the first pictures when I opened an Instagram account.
You posted it!
Yeah, I did. I was like a kid on holiday, and it was like a touristy American thing. Dad took a pic.
What it is you felt cool, and you were like, I'm going to show the lads back at home at school, look who I'm with, a Hooters girl. That's what it was.
Yeah, probably.
Exactly. You just said, oh, I did it because it was touristic.
Well, yeah, it was that as well.
Okay.
Like, goodness gracious me.
Goodness gracious.
Anyway, so before we get to the actual Liverpool Hooters, I wanted anyone in the UK, because 50% of our listeners are from the UK, I wanted to give some backstory into what the Hooters restaurant is, what it's about, and you'll probably learn some things from this as well. So, like I said, Hooters, the original flagship restaurant, was made in Clearwater, Florida. So it's near Tampa in Florida, for anyone that doesn't know. The Hooters name is a double entendre, referring to both a North American slang term for a woman's breasts and the logo, which is an owl.
No way.
Yeah. I'm spitting straight facts at you today.
Wow. So there's a restaurant literally named after a woman's tits.
Mm-hmm. This fact is going to make you so angry.
Oh, for
and I'm
fuck's
so
sake.
Excited to tell you this.
Yeah? Oh, no.
Hooters also had an airline, Hooters Air, with a normal flight crew and flight attendants, as well as scantily clad Hooters girls on every flight.
Oh my God.
They don't run anymore,
but I didn't even know that. Who the fuck made Hooters, and how did he have the money to open up restaurants and an airline?
Well, I could tell you that.
The founder, the CEO.
It was started on April 1st, 2003. It was like 1983. I don't know why I put 2003 there. Let me correct my note. I don't need to correct my notes. I'm doing it anyway. It was started on April 1st, 1983, by six businessmen. No surprise there. They chose April 1st because they believed the business would fail, and it was April Fool's Day.
Right.
Mm.
At least they were confident that it was a stupid idea.
Yeah.
They went with it anyway.
The waiting staff at Hooters restaurant are primarily young women, usually referred to simply as Hooters girls, whose revealing outfits and sex appeal are played up and are a primary component of the company's image.
What the fuck?
So if anyone that's not been to a Hooters, it's these girls in these skimpy little orange short shorts, white tank tops, serving you food. The company employs men and women as cooks, hosts at some franchises, busboys, and managers. The menu includes hamburgers and other sandwiches, steaks, seafood, entrees, appetizers, and the restaurant's speciality, chicken wings. Almost all Hooters restaurants sell alcohol as
so well. So we've got Hooters here, that's an owl, but we're selling chicken-based food.
Yeah, well, they're not going to serve owl wings.
I don't think
they're
going to serve owl, but I find it very strange. Like, surely you would call it, like, I don't fucking know. Like a chicken name.
It's just the name of a restaurant. Like, I mean, I can I see where you're coming from, but the appeal of the restaurant, their speciality is chicken, but the appeal of the restaurant is the boobs, is the Hooters, which is why they're calling it Hooters. You see what I mean?
I know what you're saying, but...
It's like the gravy is a speciality at KFC, but they call it Kentucky Fried Chicken. They don't call it this place has the gravy. You get what I mean?
No, I... Well, it's they sell Kentucky Fried Chicken, so obviously it's that's a correct name.
Yes.
So that was a very bad argument you had for me there.
Okay, let's carry on. They are recognisable by their uniform of a white tank top with the logo and the location name, paired with short nylon orange runners shorts.
I wouldn't even call them shorts. They're literally boxers.
They're like, yeah, sort
Speedos.
Of. Yeah, like, is it called booty shorts?
Yeah, they're literally shorts that you are just covering your lady parts and everything else is showing.
Mm. Men who work at Hooters wear Hooters hats, T-shirts with long pants, Bermuda shorts or attire more suitable for kitchen use.
Well, I've not seen a man work at Hooters.
Well, it's because they're all out the back in the kitchen.
Oh, so they don't serve?
No, they're not allowed to.
Wow.
You're not allowed. They're not allowed to employ.
Because they don't have the boobs.
Well, yeah, basically. So, the 2006 Hooters Employee Handbook reads, customers can go to many places for wings and beer, but it is our Hooters girls who make our concept unique. Hooters offers its customers the look of the all-American cheerleader, surfer, girl next door.
Cheerleader, surfer, girl next door.
That's the appeal they're going right. for with the girls that they employ. Now, this is one that will interest you because I remember you were talking about a TikTok that was discussing the rules that the girls have.
Mm-hmm.
Female employees are required to sign that they acknowledge and affirm the following. My job duties require I wear the designated Hooters girl uniform. My job duties require that I interact with and entertain the customers. The Hooters concept is based on female sex appeal, and the work environment is one in which joking and entertaining conversations are commonplace. They have to sign that.
Wow.
I mean, they're agreeing to sign it, I suppose.
But... Well, yeah. The thing is, like... There's only so much I can say because the people that want to work here, they know what it is, they know what it's like, and they're happy to work there. And there is a lot of females that, you know, are confident and don't care about like comments and the way they look and stuff like that. So like power to them. But I think it seems very culty to me.
Yes.
I don't want to call it a cult, but it does seem very culty.
We will get to that in a minute. Because I want to talk about that, but I wanted to cover the fact that Hooters is not the clean-cut company. Well, they don't even portray themselves as that.
I was going to say, I didn't think they was.
I've got a number of lawsuits that the Hooters restaurant has gone through in the past.
As they should.
Hooters has had a number of lawsuits in the past. In 1997, for not employing men in Chicago. In 2000, a waitress filed a lawsuit after she received many unwanted sexual advances. In 2001... Oh, this one's funny. In 2001, Jodie Berry, a waitress for Hooters, won a beer sales contest at the company. So, you know, like when we used to work at the cinema, sometimes they'd be like, whoever gets the most sales, whatever, you win something.
Yeah.
They were like, whoever sells the most beer wins
beer.
And they said the prize was a Toyota car.
Oh, okay.
Very nice. However, the manager awarded her a toy Yoda. And claimed it was an April Fool's joke. She filed a lawsuit and reached a settlement.
Wow. What was the settlement?
I don't have it written down. But probably for the price of a Toyota car, most likely.
Unreal.
In 2004, job applicants were found to have been filmed undressing at a Hooters in California. So that's gone on in a Hooters. In 2009, another man filed a lawsuit because Hooters wouldn't hire him as a waiter. When Hooters Air was a thing, so when the airline was a thing, an Asian flight attendant filed a lawsuit after claiming that only white workers were being promoted. We're going to get to the race thing in a bit because you know I have a point on that. In May 2010, I've written here, this one is a doozy in my notes.
Right.
So in May 2010, a lawsuit was filed against Hooters in Michigan after an employee was given a job performance review. and was told that her shirt size and short size could use some improvement.
Oh my God.
The woman alleges that she was offered a free gym membership and told that if she did not improve her body in 30 days, her employment would be terminated.
Holy shit.
And here's the kicker here that you're not going to expect. These orders were given to her by two women at the headquarters.
Do you know what though? That's funny you said that, because I was sitting here and you know when you're like imagining like what people are saying? I was imagining a woman.
Two bitchy.
I was imagining a woman, 100%.
Bitchy woman at headquarters, yeah.
The thing is, I see that women would say that more than a man.
Mm-hmm.
100%. I would expect that.
I bet there's a mad mean girls culture.
I feel like a man would say it to a woman to say to the girl, but they wouldn't say it directly to her.
Yeah. Yeah. In 2012, a former employee caught tuberculosis from one of her managers. Strange one. In 2017, a Philadelphia Hooters waitress filed a lawsuit against Hooters as she was a victim of sexual assault from a kitchen employee. That's the most recent one. And finally, because a lot of people were going to think, and I thought this as well, I was like, how do they get away with, you know, only hiring women?
Yeah.
Sort of thing. Now, I don't know how it works in the UK, so I don't know if they're going to have trouble with this down the line. But in the US, I've got their legal status here, and it says, in employment discrimination law in the United States, employers are genuinely allowed to consider characteristics that would otherwise be discriminatory if they are bona fide occupational qualifications. And I've got an example here to help for you. So if there was a men's clothing store, they can lawfully advertise exclusively for male models as it's crucial to their business.
Yeah.
So Hooters, throughout the years that they've been a thing, they have always argued this many times whenever they've had a lawsuit regarding discrimination, because they've said that the essence of the business operation would be undermined if the business eliminated its discriminatory policy.
Yeah.
So they're basically saying, well, the business is these sexy girls, so we're employing these sexy girls and we can do that.
Yeah.
So that's why. But I don't know how it works.
Yeah,
in the
that's
UK.
True. I don't know
if the law is the same.
I don't think it is the same.
No. And here's another thing that I found out that I think is probably going to annoy you, was I went this morning searching for the job vacancy that they would have found in Liverpool.
Oh, okay, good idea, yeah.
And I found what they said. And they said that in the job application, they said that the job role of a Hooters girl is to be empowered and feel part of a successful team with many opportunities to participate in community events, promotions, and possibly travel, taking part in worldwide events with a global brand. That sounds sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make it sound like a sick job.
Because there was some Americans that came over to Liverpool, didn't they? So
they've also done something here that no business in the UK has done yet.
Right.
Which makes me think, okay, I can understand why they're all applying for Hooters now. Right. Which is kind of annoying that they're, you know,
selling out themselves.
Successful members of the Hooters team will receive flexible hours, great pay, and tuition reimbursement. Tuition reimbursement has never been done in the UK, built on a concept that Hooters is here to support. We believe in tuition reimbursement programs, support full staff. So if you work at Hooters, they will help you pay for your
tuition. A lot of uni students, I saw it on TikTok, a lot of uni students are working there, and I was thinking that's obviously kind of an easy, cushy job, to be fair, like working in a restaurant. But now that makes even more sense.
I've heard of in sitcoms and stuff that are based in America, I've heard of stuff like that happen, like students getting scholarships, tuition paid for, and finding jobs where they help pay for their tuition. It's never been done in the UK.
No.
And I can kind of understand that now. And if you are a student that is dirt poor,
yeah,
and you can,
and you're relatively confident, then yeah, it makes sense.
And like, it's worth, I think it's worth,
yeah,
being,
I agree. And having known that, that's annoyingly, it's kind of like, not on an, obviously not on a big scale, but it's kind of sex work. Do you agree?
They themselves, I personally think, have classed their business as sex work, because
they
says they have to sign a waiver that say our business is built on sex appeal.
Yeah,
they've got sex in their mission statement.
Yeah, and if you do that full time, we'll then basically pay your way in life. Like, yeah, that is, it's really wrong, but like, obviously people are going to do that, especially nowadays.
Yeah, now, if I was a good-looking girl and I was at uni and I was dirt poor...
Yeah, poor per?
I think, poor? For me, weighing up my options and what that job is like, I would be like, okay, this is probably worth me being, like, objectified a little bit because I get my tuition paid for. It's the UK, so I'll get minimum wage plus tips.
Yeah, true.
So they're probably doing okay for money while they're uni. They also said in the job advert this is extremely flexible hours and they can work around
like the uni stuff. Yeah.
But they've already had some controversy. They count basically the sign firstly they've put outside the building, the council told them not to put up and they put it up anyway.
Whoa, what, the neon Hooters sign?
Yeah, because apparently they've built it in a listed building and so one of the rules was so you're not supposed to have that sort of sign on the building and they've done it anyway. And also there's a bunch of businesses nearby. Basically the Hooters has installed this huge permanent extractor fan outside that is making ridiculous amount of noise and a load of the businesses around like it's constant, it's all day, like we can't work, and they're putting all this petition together that loads of local businesses have signed and they're threatening to move their businesses elsewhere.
Bloody hell.
So it's not going well. But I wanted to talk about the TikTok videos of you now because it's some of it is just so fucking weird.
And cringy.
And cringy. One I saw this morning was all of these girls that were, one, how many girls do they need in one shift? It was just floods and floods of these Hooters
girls. Yeah, but that was training day I saw.
Right.
Because half of them were Americans that have come down to train them. I don't know why they need training. I know that you were going to ask that because obviously it's just like, but I think it looks like there's dancing involved. They're doing like the chicken Hooters chicken wing dance or something.
Which
cringy.
One, cringy. Two, it doesn't give me sex appeal vibes. That gives me bloody. It gives me jump into the ball pit of Brewster Bear's play zone vibes.
Oh my god! Like, yeah, if I'm eating my chicken wings, I don't want someone singing chicken wings with their tits out. Yeah. In my face.
Yeah. What is the chicken wing dance? It's when they go like that and they cut their arms.
But then they change the lyrics to like who's the best Hooters girl. But or something just, like that, I don't know.
When you look at it, if you search Liverpool Hooters on TikTok, it will come up. It will be one of the first videos.
It will.
And it literally looks like, and the way that they're singing with no backing music, it's like that bit when you've gone to a bowling alley and they're bringing the birthday cake over to a small child. It's like kids' birthday level stuff. And this is supposed to be sexy. And also, you know, piggybacking to your point of they've brought American people over to train. They're calling it training. I personally think they're bringing seasoned Hooters girls over to reinforce and make it seem like this is cool, this is the thing, and enforce in their minds, get adult Hooters workers to these young 18-year-old girls and be like, this is the Hooters lifestyle, this is
what we get at our Hooters.
I don't think it's actual waitress training.
No,
I think it's like them being like, yeah, this is
but
what
else is weird to me, right? I watched a video of this like day in the life of a Hooters girl in Liverpool and she turns up in like regular clothes and they have a dressing room. What other restaurant do you know that you turn up and you get dressed there?
Yeah.
You have a dressing room. So like all their Hooters clothes are out there. So they get dressed, they put it on, they do their makeup, they do their hair, like they get their push-up bra so their tits are like falling out of their white tank top.
That means surely you've got to turn up to work way earlier.
Yeah.
Like bun that right.
And that's
off.
So weird to me. Like there's a dressing room in a restaurant for these waitresses to get ready and get into their uniform. Like you normally show up in your uniform at any job, really. And also they're all fake tanned as well, like
that's another thing I don't get. Why in God's fucking name
do they
think it's attractive
with white arms
that their legs are different colors than the rest of their skin? Doesn't make any sense. And
I must say though, it does look cool that they are all like kind of the same. Like, that whole part is the same. Like, they're all look tanned, and then they've got these really bright white shoes on.
Yeah, that looks cool.
It looks like clean. What's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, it does look clean, yeah. Another thing, because the video where it has all of those Hooters girls in Liverpool, they are all white.
Mm.
They are all white. And now, I don't normally say this, because like you may have a pub or something somewhere that employs 5 or 10 or so people, and you're in a village or you're in a town, and, you know, there's mostly white people like in England or something. But the sheer amount of employees mm-hmm. that was in that Hooters restaurant, there was like 40, yeah. maybe but 50 like,
not,
people.
But not
there.
Even that, like on TikTok, like I've watched a fair few videos now, even American Hooters, because I find that restaurant chain so fascinating. Like, why is it a thing? Like, so I've been watching loads of videos on it uh-huh. and like loads of like Q&A's, and I haven't seen a non-white person at Hooters. And you've gone mm-hmm. to Hooters as well in
yeah Florida. I don't remember.
I know
any
you don't remember, but
ethnic people. But most cities in the UK now are very multicultural, so I feel like they wouldn't have had a problem finding someone of a different race,
yeah.
be it Middle Eastern or
it might just be the case that they haven't applied. It might just be the case that
well,
they had applied.
700 applicants.
700 applicants.
Mm-hmm. Also,
how do they even narrow that down? Do they have like their face on their CV? Because obviously it's all about how they look. So how are they going to do that?
But the thing is, most of the people in the UK don't know that that's what Hooters is about. So no, I don't think their CV would have had what they look on it.
But then how do they hire the people? Do they bring them in for an interview and literally straight away go, no, yeah.
I think there was like, she said there was like a first wave of interviews and then the training program.
Right.
Another thing, the main PR person is a woman for Hooters. And she said that 41% of the people that dine at Hooters are women and kids. So she was like, the men only hypersexual thing of Hooters is just not true. It is a family restaurant, is what she said. And she's
that's
like,
not a family vibe though, is
yeah,
it?
She's like, the all American cheerleader look is a family thing.
But that's not an all-American cheerleader look. How many cheerleaders have their breast covered? They wear like a full like dress thing with like feathery shit mm-hmm. at the bottom, and their chest is covered. Like, I don't really know many cheerleaders that have their tits out like that.
Mm-hmm. And peddling back to the cult aspect, I have a sneaking like, look, you know us at the Court Case, we like a conspiracy theory. I have a feeling that there is someone at these Hooters restaurants that is telling them what to post on their social media.
There's obviously only allowed to post certain things.
I really think they are, because everyone...
Oh, are you going to say what I showed you?
Yeah. It's the same thing. It's the girl saying...
Oh, my God.
And it's what's weird is it's the exact same words.
Wording,
it's
yeah.
always, I get to wear a cute uniform and work with my besties. And it is always
the same.
Cute uniform, and it is always besties.
Yeah.
Not even best friends.
Not even
it's
best
cute
friends.
Uniform
not
and
even
besties.
Best girls. Like, mm-hmm. it's besties and cute uniform everywhere. I've seen 5 to 6 videos of people being like, oh, I'm being judged for working at the new Liverpool Hooters, but I get to wear the cute uniform and work with my besties. Everyone's saying that. Mm-hmm. It is very, very weird.
Yeah. And it so screams culty. It's
and
really
I'm sorry,
strange.
I personally don't think the uniform is cute. I think it's disgusting.
Mm.
Why would I want to be served with someone's arse and tits out? I don't understand it. That just seems really unhygienic to me.
As a right, because I know that I'm going to get shit for this because I'm a man and I'm dumping on Hooters. As a man with the male gaze, I think the uniform is sexy without the tan things. I think that's just a me thing though, because I find
you hate fake
I
tan.
Hate fake tan.
Whenever
so
I fake tanned, James literally gets so confused and annoyed.
I hate it, but the fact that what would happen to me is if we go in the Hooters restaurant and I would see these girls with their skin color on the legs one color and then on the top a different color, I would just think of it as one of those, you know, girls.
Drumsticks.
No, you know, girls can have those like Barbie activity books where you can change how they look by turning a section of the page.
Yeah.
It's like they've done that with a real woman.
Yeah.
I just find that so strange. I find that really
I don't think you'll get hated for like not liking Hooters, because there was a video of a girl who said that she lives in America, and she when she went out there she didn't know what it was, and she applied for it because of all like the pros, like, you know, you get your tuition paid for and stuff like that uh-huh. when she was out at uni there. And she had a boyfriend, and her boyfriend, whenever her boyfriend needed to drop off something for her, he would literally ask her to meet him outside. He didn't want to come in. He didn't like
it. Uncomfortable.
He found it uncomfortable. And when his mates wanted to go for a meal there, he didn't go. He didn't want to go and see his girlfriend at work, and he didn't like the job that she was doing. So I think and there's a lot of guys as well on these replies to the TikToks, like, don't think it's anything special, like, I'm not going to be going, I don't get it.
I just think that it's normally, obviously, I'm someone that, like, I love traveling to different places. I like, you know, I do enjoy diversity. I like different cultures and stuff. But it is that sort of restaurant format. And especially when you see the girls singing and dancing and stuff, is not British. And I feel like a lot of British people go into that restaurant, they'd be sat there, they'd be watching the girls doing the Macarena or whatever, and they'd just be like, where's my chicken wings? Can you just bring them over, please?
Yeah, literally. And yeah, it's definitely a bitchy culture, like 100%. Like, I know, like, they're with their besties, like whatever, the besties that they've known for like 2 days because it's only been open for 2 days. But anyway, so they're with their besties. But it's 100% like toxic. Like, there's going to be like the mean girls. There's going to be the leaders of the pack, the ones that everyone looks at and be like, oh, like, she gets all the tips. Like, I just couldn't imagine it.
Another thing that I've just thought of as well is, obviously, tip culture is a thing in the US, but it's not in the UK. And they've had all these American women coming over to the UK. Are they going to know that that bit of restaurant culture is different?
100%, because they're going to know that they're on like minimum wage over here and that they're, you know, they have to make up their money with tips. So they're probably going to know that. They probably talk to each other.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is, in America, they're on under minimum wage, and how it works is they have to make up with tips.
I just said that.
Yeah, but in the UK, their waiters are lucky enough that they are paid minimum wage.
And I literally just said this. Bonus. I don't know what you're getting at.
The way you worded it was strange.
I'm very sorry. I've got really bad problems with wording at the moment.
But anyway, I dare any of you to go on TikTok, search Liverpool Hooters, and tell me that someone is not telling them what to post. Like, I want this to become a thing, and I want to find out, because it looks so much like they're being told what to post on there, and I want to know so badly.
Yeah.
I just think it's not. I don't think it's gonna. There's gonna be an initial novelty, and
I think it'll wear off. 100%.
It's gonna wear off. Yeah.
Because, like I was saying to you as well, like that vibe, that Hooters is so backwards here in the UK. Like, we're fighting for, you know, feminism and
how is it empowering?
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
Oh my
sorry.
Gosh. That came out
there was that gay guy TikToker that went in there, he turned his comments off, and at the end he said that it was empowering to women.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
How is it empowering to women?
I think it's backwards. And I don't think it's going to last very long, because a lot of people are pissed off about it, aren't they? And what was I going to say? And yeah, I don't get why we've gotten Hooters in the UK. That's not a very UK thing. That's a very American thing. I think we would have been better off with something like Karen's Diner. Like, Karen's Diner is a much more UK thing than it is an American thing. Because in America, they've got to make up tips. They're not going to make up tips at Karen's Diner. But in the UK, like, we're rude as shit over here.
Yeah, Brits like to complain.
Yeah, we would be fucking brilliant at that Karen's Diner. Mm. Like, that should be over here. The amount of amount of American chains that we've got in the UK, Hooters is not one that I thought we would get.
We've got, down the street from us, we've got a Wendy's.
Got a Wendy's, and we're going to get a Popeyes.
Mm. I really want to try In-N-Out Burger. That's California only.
That's California only. And I think that should stay like that. That's quite cool that it's just in one state and it's not advancing out. But these, you know, six men that have started Hooters, they're probably doing quite well for money, to be fair.
They sold the Hooters name to a single businessman like a decade after.
Oh.
So they didn't own
they
it
They obviously
long.
Had a good payout then, I'm assuming.
Yeah, they did. But yeah,
they didn't want to manage it anymore.
Our verdict on the Hooters discussion is
weird.
It's strange. I don't think it fits well in England.
Definitely
and we
not.
Just think it's a bit stupid that it's here. But we would like to know what your guys' verdict
also,
is and
like,
what you think. We're going to be doing some posts about it. And we really want to know if you guys think that they're being told what to say and do.
Also, like, don't you think, right, it's nice to have, like, restaurants that are just in those countries? Like, if we keep on bringing American restaurants over to the UK, what's bringing Americans to the UK? Do you know what I mean? And, and what's bringing us to America if we're trying, like, obviously, other than like the sightseeing and things like that. But like, it's nice to have the segregation between restaurants. Like, it doesn't need to be the same everywhere.
Yeah, we disagree with segregation, but we like segregation within restaurants.
Yeah.
Very important. Yeah, I like that. So we're going to get to some courting with James. So it's been a while, but let's play the jingle. Courting with James. So, Courtney and James, I've got some fantastic ones today. Let's start with a very, very juicy one. So, can my husband get custody of my kids that aren't biologically his?
No, surely not. Well, actually, no, I think so. I think so because I've seen this somewhere. If he's like looked after them for a certain amount of time, and like provided them a set, like more than like the actual biological father has, and there's evidence that like, you know, he's, I think so. I changed my answer. I think so.
Okay. Now, this one starts where we're going to be judging this woman by the first sentence of the thing. Right. Okay. So the first sentence of her story is, spare me the lecture because I know it was wrong, but that's life. That's how she started. Brilliant. This. Right. She said, we were high school sweethearts and he's a good guy, so I never had a real reason to leave him. He went to college and med school and has a very good career. And I knew since we were young that he would set us up to live a comfortable life because his parents are well off too. And I wanted to be a stay at home mum and a housewife.
I already know where this is going.
But the problem is, I've never truly loved him. Like, madly been in love with him, and I thought I could sacrifice passion for stability. Well, it wasn't enough. He's just boring, stable and dependable, but very simple. And so I had an affair with his friend lasting several years.
Oh my god.
Our two daughters are not my husband's. They are 10 and 7 years old. I had a paternity test done for both of them with my boyfriend, but I never told my husband. So not only is she
it's her boyfriend. And it's his mate's friend. It's her husband's friend. Oh, my God.
And not only that, this guy has been raising these kids for 10 years because they're 10 and 7 and these kids that aren't his.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Long story short, he has just recently found out about the affair and he wants to get divorced. He's staying in the guest room right now. He's not violent, so I'm not afraid of him hurting me, but he is very smart and I'm sure already talking with lawyers. I don't have any of my own money. I don't have a career. Everything that's mine is in his name. I have nothing to support myself. My boyfriend wants me to move in with him and to bring our children, but my husband won't let me take the kids, and he said if I try and take them from him, he will get full custody of them. He said he wants us to sell our house and we each keep our own cars, but I don't want to leave this house.
Oh,
I want
God.
To raise my kids here. The neighborhood and the schools are great. He can easily get another place here and then say the kids need to live with him to stay in better schools. My boyfriend is getting upset about it, and I'm afraid he's going to press the issue and want full custody, but I just don't think we can win. My husband is a nice guy, but like I said, he's the smartest person I know. The only thing I can think is that since the kids aren't biologically his, can my boyfriend get parental rights because of the paternity test? And is there a way he can get the kids? Does my husband have any rights to them? Now,
that's a good question.
It is a good question. I know the answer.
I thought it was the other way around. That's why I said, yeah, I think he can, because I thought it was a case of he's the stepdad to the kids, which in this case he is, but I thought it was like the other way around. Like she was with the husband that had her kids and then she's now with this new guy and he wants to take custody of the kids. I thought it was like that, but it's literally the other way around.
I can tell you with full confidence that the husband that isn't biologically the father, if he uses those lawyers, he will get full custody.
Yes!
Because
I was right!
And I will tell you why. Because the way that the system is done in America, the law does not favour men. Now, it sounds silly that I'm saying that.
No, I know what you mean.
But they favour not having to pay as little as possible. So they will see a husband that has willingly raised kids for 10 years, that wants to continue raising them, has a good job, has a good house, has good money coming in, and they will say that is the father that they should have and he will get full custody.
Yeah.
They will not give it to the boyfriend that... One, the boyfriend has not knew that the kids were his and has not pressed the issue until the affair's found out.
Yeah.
What is the... is he going to stick around? We don't bloody know.
No.
So they're not going to go with her and this guy.
No.
They're going to give him full custody, and so they bloody well should.
Good. Oh my God. Okay, that's really good. And I really hope that works out like that.
Yeah.
What a scummy woman.
Someone's comment on this is so true. She said, I love how she mentions how she feels, how the boyfriend feels, how the ex feels, but never once mentions how the kids feel, will feel.
That's so true.
She's not even given a thought that what would be the best situation for the kids.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a situation where the kids are just going to say to the to the affair partner, be like, well, you're not my real dad. This one that raised me is my real dad.
Yeah.
And they'll go with him, obviously.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Because that's what kids, you know, also, they like sustainability.
Apparently, in a comment that she posted, she said, the real father isn't a bad guy. He's been involved in some way. He is a family friend and our kids regularly hang out with him as an uncle. So they're familiar with him and they like him a lot. So she's been parading the affair partner, the husband's friend, around the family for years, just rubbing it in his face without him knowing.
Fucking hell.
What an absolute skanky, poor
husband.
Woman.
She's vile.
Mm-hmm. She may think her kids like him now, but that can change dramatically if they find out he's the one breaking up their family.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Bloody hell.
Just the first sentence alone made my eye twitch. And yeah. then I read the rest of it. Spare me the lecture because I know it's wrong without some life.
Oh my God, she's horrible.
Yeah, what a terrible, terrible woman. So, what next have I got up on our courting with James? So... Oh, I want to do this one because this one could be an interesting debate, actually. So, this one says, am I the arsehole for asking, not insisting, that my boyfriend switch meals with me when I don't like what I've ordered at a restaurant?
Yeah.
You arsehole?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We're going to get to this.
Wait, well, she didn't insist, but...
Well, she says that she's not
insisting.
Okay, well,
let's find out before I prejudge again.
I have been friends with my boyfriend for years. Actually, together for about 3 months. Actually, together with for about 3 months now. Okay, so they've been friends for ages.
But
together
only started
for
3 months. Dating for 3 months.
He's the sweetest guy. And I know he's been seriously hurt in the past. And I'm so happy we're finally clicking after being flirt buddies since middle school.
Flirt buddies. Oh, that is cringe.
We're 25 now. Those two words and sentences together. Flirt buddies. And then we go, we're 25.
Oh my God.
Whenever we go out to eat, he always orders the most basic thing. 99% of the time, it's cheeseburger plain, ketchup on the side with honey mustard to dip his fries. He actually loves exotic food, but he says that menus and making choices stresses him out, so he doesn't want to be put through it. I love trying exotic things, and to me, that's the reason I go out to eat. To me, it's so exciting. My issue is, things always look and sound better than they turn out, and I decide that I actually just wanted a burger. So usually, I'll ask him if he'll switch with me, and he always does, and he never complains. Most of the time, he even says how good his food was. To me, it's a win for both of us. It gets him out of his comfort zone,
yeah.
And we don't waste food. Last night, we both had to work really late, so we met up at a sports bar, maybe a Hooters.
Yeah.
They were having a calamari special, probably not a Hooters, which sounded really good. He ordered a cheeseburger, as usual. I just wasn't feeling the calamari when it came out, asked if he'd switch with me. He said no. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I asked him why not and said I didn't want it to go to waste. He said, then you shouldn't have fucking ordered it. I was like, excuse me. He then went to a tirade and said I'd treat him like a garbage disposal. He's a grown man. I'm being immature. Don't pin my crap on him, etc. I said it sounded like that was a rehearsed speech. He said maybe it was since I insist on stealing his food every time we go somewhere. I started crying and said don't start that bullshit with me. Here, have both meals. And he got up and walked out. Oh. He has not called or texted me and it's 6 a.m. and I honestly thought he would call to apologise by now. I called my sister. I called my sister and she said, near quote, you're an arsehole for waking me up at 5:30 and he's going to see you as asking, as insisting. That's really crappy of you to put that pressure on him. And she basically hung up. So the sister was like, well, yeah, you just asking is insisting because, like, what's the alternative? You
well, yeah,
don't
that
eat
is
your
true.
Meal.
Yeah.
Like, it's a sort of yeah, hostage
it's like,
situation.
It's a guilt ask, isn't it? It's yeah, like, it is, exactly. This is going to go to waste. I'm going to be hungry. Do you want it? Like,
yeah.
There's only a yes.
Like, the food that you choose at the restaurant is your choice. You shouldn't ask to switch with someone. Let them eat their food. If you don't like it, then just fucking either don't eat it.
And order something else.
And order something else. Or just stick through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Christ.
I mean, yeah, it definitely was a rehearsed speech. He's been so, like, up for it for this whole time. And now he's just finally
he's
snapped.
Obviously been putting up with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Bless them.
So we've got time for one more.
Oh,
so I'm going
to
get you to choose. So we've either got the juicy but tried and true good content of girlfriend wearing white dress to wedding, or we've got wife gave me chlamydia.
Oh, I feel like we're going to have to go for the latter just because we've had a similar one to that before.
Wife gave me chlamydia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully the audience aren't screaming at their phones for wanting to listen to the other one.
Yeah, I know. Well, if you did want to listen to the other one, tell us and we'll either post it or...
go find it.
Yeah. So, my wife gave me chlamydia. We've got I, full stop, am, full stop, livid. Which wow. I think you would be, wouldn't
yeah.
you? The only person I have had sex with within the past 5 years
has is my wife, and I've been with her for 10 years.
No, can you imagine? Has been my wife. I thought I had a bladder infection or UTI and scoffed when my doctor thought it was chlamydia. Well, here we are. I got the test results yesterday and I have chlamydia. Decided to start snooping and it didn't take long to find the text messages between her and her boy toy. My guess is she doesn't even know she had it as well. She thinks I stayed up all night working, but little does she know, I've already emailed her little lover boy's wife all the text messages.
Ooh.
I warned the lover boy's wife that he's been sleeping with an infected woman and to get herself tested. I'm still deciding how to process this all, but wifey's going to wake up to my positive test results and the messages of her infidelity. The sun should be coming up in the next hour or two and probably will be the end of this marriage.
Ooh.
And he's done a
update. Fantastic. Update, yeah.
My last post got an unexpected amount of attention. I guess you guys do deserve an update. The short of what happened was, my wife gave me chlamydia, found out she was sleeping with a co-worker and planned to blow our marriage up that night. Thankfully, my drunken mind decided to wait. I had gotten into contact with the co-worker's wife, giving her evidence of what was going on and informing her that the two cheaters probably both had chlamydia. I did this because I suspected my wife was cheating with more than one person. In her text, her lover boy had asked her if she was the only one she was screwing at the time, and she gave a non-answer.
Oh.
I know this dumb broad well enough that I knew she was screwing someone else as well. Luckily, the co-worker's wife got back to me first thing in the morning to explain that she figured he was seeing someone else. The two of them were privately separated at the time, and their separation agreement stated that they were not to see anyone else at the time. She had her own suspicions and thanked me for reaching out. We agreed that she would not confront her husband until I could cover my own ass legally in exchange for the evidence I had of their affair together. She also confirmed to me that her husband didn't have chlamydia, at least when they were still together.
Oof.
I decided to not confront my wife in the morning. I pretended everything was fine and dandy while I looked for lawyers and dug deeper to figure out the mystery of the chlamydia caper. I installed a keylogger on my wife's personal PC and quickly got access to a secret email where, guess what, my wife was talking with someone on a hookup website. The best part was that it solved the mystery, as the man informed her he tested positive for chlamydia and that she probably had it. Even better, these emails were from months before I was infected myself, meaning she knowingly infected me with chlamydia.
Oh my God.
Yep. Disappointed that it was not, in fact, the chlamydia fairy that caused all this, I have a lawyer. It's not looking well for my soon-to-be ex. The fact that she knowingly infected me made my lawyer salivate at the mouth, along with the mountain of proof of her infidelity.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. The house we live in is my parents', and we've kept our finances separate since the beginning. Her chances of getting much, if anything, out of me is pretty slim. I served her the divorce papers last month. I bought a security camera on Amazon when this all started, saying I was going to put it over our front door. I hid it in the living room the morning I decided to confront her. I decided to take one of the top comments from my first post on how to drop this on her. We were sitting and having breakfast when I said, "So, I'm curious, does co-worker know you infected him with chlamydia as well?"
Oh my God, so he just came out with it?
Yeah.
Oh!
The short of it was, she cried, apologised, tried
Of course.
Tried to claim it was a one-time thing. I brought up that this was her second affair. Tried to claim she loved me, tried to blame me, screamed at me that I didn't make her feel loved, yada, 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 you get it. I served her the divorce papers and her eviction notice right after. I'm staying with my parents until she's out of the house in a few weeks just to be safe. I'm struggling if I want to try and press assault charges against her for knowingly infecting me with chlamydia.
Do it.
As my lawyer said, it should be pretty easy to prove with the emails we have. Overall, though, I just want her out of my life like the STD that she is.
Wow.
And that brings us to the end of today's episode.
Bloody hell. Of the court case.
That was quite a story, wasn't
it? There's some vile women today.
There is. That's the thing with cheating. Obviously,
it's women. No, men cheat. I know.
Men cheat.
But women are worse.
They're way better at covering it and being manipulative, I think.
And just being absolutely vile. Mm. Like, what was that? You remember that one where the man literally made his wife, like, go do extra education, so ended up he being the finance, the caregiver of the kids, and then it was like this whole 5-year long plan to draw her out, and that was brilliant because the whole time, you know, she kept it a secret, like, oh,
because the thing is, men are not as emotionally tapped in the brain, so they will cheat. But they won't.
It's just physical.
It's physical. They won't think about your emotions while you're doing it. They're not as emotionally switched on.
Yeah.
So obviously it sucks when they cheat, but like there's no malice or difference.
But the women, they love the secrecy. They love the.
Yeah.
They know about it's more emotional for them.
I don't think you would ever get a man cheating, get caught out for it, and say to the woman, it's because you weren't loving me enough as an excuse. I don't think you
really
would get that.
I think you might.
I feel like they would. Most men cheating would just be like, fuck.
Yeah. I just wanted sex.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Who knows?
Whereas, yeah, I think these smart, evil women.
Mm.
Mm. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed this podcast and we hope you tune into the next one. Please follow us on Instagram at Court Case Podcast. And again, I want to reiterate, please tell us if you agree with me about the anti, about this whole Hooters thing, about the cultiness of it, and if you think that someone is telling them what to do on social media, because I do think they are, and I want it to be exposed, and I'm very curious. So please follow us at Court Case Podcast and tell us.
Lovely. Wow.
We will see you
Thanks
guys
for listening.
Soon. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.